Let me break it down for you.
All the shit you need to know.
You have my undivided attention.
This is what happens when the government interferes with business. Government is bad, business is good, free market.
You just babble about defense budgets in the United Nations and then you pass out.
Right here on the Splainers podcast.
I can explain.
Oh, we've got to get around to doing our taxes, George.
Yeah, true. I'll go get my lot of receipts.
Do you think we could claim that pool toy you brought back from your work trip?
Which one? The noodle or the Lilo?
I feel like you could say the Lilo's a work chair, no?
Worth a try.
You might know tax is something your parents complain about. It's hard to relate because the only thing you know about tax is that little cash influx you get after every financial year. It's kind of like a love-hate relationship. It's like bills. It feels like the money is just disappearing into thin air. There's no immediate, tangible element to it. But I can assure you, if we didn't pay tax, you'd miss it when it was gone.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening! Everybody stay calm!
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
In Australia, tax mostly goes towards social security, health, and education. That's paying for our hospitals, schools, universities. If you've ever gone to a bulk billing doctor or received a student welfare payment, it's come out of your parents, your neighbours, and even your own pockets. Every time you get in a car, or do the weekly food shop, or even buy a new phone, you're paying tax.
Say what?
This tax is called the Goods and Services Tax, or GST. It's a much smaller amount than individuals' incomes tax, but there's no way around it. We all pay tax. Now, have you ever wondered where your cold hard cash is going? Let's take a look into the vaults of our yearly budget to see how much money is moving through and where is it going. Your tax is divided up into something called the budget. The in-power government decides on how the money will be utilised for the coming financial year. The 2016 and 17 budget consisted of $449.5 billion. If we withdrew that money into Australian dollar coins and lined up all those coins side by side, we would be able to make a trail of them all around the world three times over. Now let's break these dollars down a bit. For the 2016 and 17 budget, $4 billion was set aside for infrastructure. Some of the projects were building the second airport for Sydney or starting the inland East Coast freight rail tracks. In the area of health, $58 billion was set aside. This includes your Medicare as well as the cost of running public hospitals. But how does tax affect you? Chances are you're not paying that much tax if you're casually or part-time employed. What you earn determines the percentage of your income that will go to tax. So if you earn, say, $52,000 a year, you'll be paying $8,447 to tax that year. That might seem like a lot of your income, but what goes around comes around. Now, just quickly, do you have a job or have had a job where your boss pays you in cash? This is a way of avoiding paying tax. It might feel good at the time as you get the whole sum of your money, but it defeats the purpose of the system. And you know, we're all in this together, right? Australia's tax system is pretty set in place, so it's not going anywhere. You can make impact on how this money is spent by knowing who you vote for in the election. Know their policies, the party's spending ideologies, and their promises for the upcoming election. You can check out how much tax you pay according to your income by searching the tax calculator on the Australian Taxation Office's website.
So many papers though. Bloody hell, I've lost my pen, George. Where's my pen? Where's the envelopes? George, I need the envelopes!
I don't know, why do you need a pen anyway? You can just do it all online now.
Oh, can you? Huh, I guess she can. Well, that was easy. George, do you think we can claim that scuba kit for research purposes?
My name is Chloe McKenzie and you're listening to the Splainer Podcast.
This episode of the Splainers Podcast was written, recorded and produced by Chloe McKenzie from the Next Podcast team.